This recording, Maryland 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered neither. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and to give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warns that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Lima, Peru. Not exactly sure how old I was when we moved, but it was definitely when I was really young. Definitely like over 2, I hope. At least, that would make me a generation 1.75, which makes me less special than immigrants like 0.5 who moved when they were like 5 or like in elementary or middle school before their teens. Yeah, technically, I am a first generation immigrant, but that feels extremely wrong to say. 1.75. My mom and dad met at work, and my dad won the visa lottery shortly after I was born. And so, yeah, here in Elkridge, Maryland, yeah, I've been living here, like, for as long as I can remember, pretty much. Used to, like, move from apartment to apartment, like, every year, like, during elementary school. There were, like, 1 floor, and, yeah. But then we moved to my aunt's and uncle's bigger house when I was, like, 9. And it was pretty cool for a year, and then we actually got our own home. Mom, Dad, and my little sister, Emily. That's where we've been living for 7 years. Can't believe it's been that long. 2-story floor. This is a really cute, tiny little neighborhood. I didn't notice I have an accent until recently. I've been wanting to, like, be a voice actress. Kinda. Like, there was a phase there. During 9th grade, and I still kind of want to be one, but I would notice that a lot of them would speak very precisely with all their T's, and no glottal stop at the T's, like in, I usually say mountain, or mountain, I'm like putting in efforts to say mountain, Not sure if that's a Maryland thing. I heard that's more of a Western thing. But whatever. But I'm noticing that my accent has been getting a little more urban, I guess. Or like Southern. After I worked at Golden Corral for 2 summers. Because my manager had like a Pennsylvania accent, I think. I don't know, very Southern. And I've been like noticing that I've been gaining a little bit of that, I feel like. You decide, though. I've always thought that Maryland was north until that realization. But yeah, we're underrated. Because, yes, we have, like, Baltimore and D.C., I guess. But those are, like, the only, like, two aspects of Maryland I feel like get talked about usually. Like, as a whole, our state, like, lacks an identity besides, like, crabs and Old Bay, which I haven't even eaten that many crabs in my life. And I don't know if I've ever had Old Bay. I do love seafood, though, because not only am I a Marylander, I am Peruvian, from Lima, and seafood is so popular there. It's 1 in the morning, by the way, as I record this, so my mind is a little foggy, not delivering anything coherent right now. I just looked up the accents tag words. This is a very popular challenge. I kind of wanna try it. Aunt, roof, fruit, wash, oil, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, sure. Ooh, for a while I've been saying sure, like sure. As in, water sure, instead of sure, like at some point, while I was working at Golden Corral, but my sure has gone back to normal. Data, ruin, crayon, New Orleans. I say New Orleans and not Orleans, I should probably fix that. Oh, I also like to say probably instead of probably, because I'm lazy. Both, again, spitting image. Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, syrup, pajamas, cots, naturally, aluminum, envelope. Root is the hardest one there. Root. There's like a glottal stop when I say it for some reason. Root. It's just so easy. So yeah, where I've grown up, Elkridge, Columbia, Ellicott City, that area, very diverse. My friends are rarely the same ethnicity as me, so I guess I've really melted into this pot, huh?